Bez Hashem, we continue with last time from the Chavetz Chaim, Per Gimel, number 31, discussing now tefillah. A person's davening will not be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu if this person has the oven of gezel, the aveira of theft, on his hands. Gam tefillah of ein mekabloys lifnei Hashem. A person's tefillah will not be accepted by Hashem. Kol oy sheha gezel biyodai. The whole time he has this gezel, he hasn't returned the theft, the money or the item, whatever it might be, his tefillah will not be accepted. She'oysa tefillah nikras tefillah akura. This tefillah is called a dirty tefillah. And he brings here from Chazal, the pasuk says in Iyov, utfilosi zaka. His tefillah is zaka, it's pure, pure tefillah. So they ask, what do you mean a pure tefillah? V'chiyesh tefillah akura, is there a dirty tefillah? Ela called tefillah she'ein ba gezel zui tefillah zaka. Any tefillah that does not have any theft, any gezel, that's called a pure tefillah. But a tefillah that has with it this person who is davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have his tefillahs answered, and there's so much a person has to do to daven properly to Hashem, and if he has gezel biyoda, if this person has theft in his hands, his tefillah is a tefillah akur, is a dirty tefillah. And it will not be answered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chavetz Chaim explains further. He says that each word of the tefillah, of the davening that the person says, is embodied and twisted up with the shmutz of the gezel going up to Shemayim. So how will Hashem accept such a tefillah like this? Ken koyach oven hagezel shum is'arev b'chol teva v'teva mitfilosai. Each word, each letter has the schmutz on it. It's like when you pick up a hose from the garden and you turn on the water and the water is clean water, but the tip of the hose fell into the mud, into the dirt. So all the water that's coming out, it's full of schmutz. So until you clean it up, it's all going to be dirty. The Chavetz Chaim concludes this parak with a very, very powerful point. He says that the Sfarim, they tell us that we have to realize that what's the most powerful day of the year? That most powerful day of the year we all know is Yom Kippur. And what's the most powerful tefillah of the whole entire year we know is Ne'ilah. And what do we say at the end of the davening of Ne'ilah? L'man nechdal mi'oishik yodeinu. Hashem, please answer our tefillahs because we don't have any theft amongst us anymore. We're not cheating, we're not stealing anymore. L'man nechdal mi'oishik yodeinu. Our hands are clean from any gzeila, any gneva, any theft. So you see from here, says the Chavetz Chaim, the importance, tremendously important power that a person wants his tefillahs to be answered. He has to make sure there is no gezel in his hands.